The following message is brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is September 2nd, 2015, and this is Presidential Release number 442. We have entered the fall convention season, and we have done so with vigor. We, in the last 10 days or so, found out that the New York City public schools were planning to give a contract to Amazon, a $30 million contract, to put digital books in the New York City public schools. I wrote to the commissioner of the New York City Public Schools and urged them to recognize that accessibility was not built into the Amazon work sufficiently and that they should reconsider the contract. We didn't really get a sufficient answer from them, so we started to organize a protest with our New York team as well as other surrounding affiliates, and some of our leaders from around the country planned to come. And at the, not quite the last hour, but the last day, within 24 hours of the event, we got news from the school district that they were postponing the vote on the contract, and they put that out in the public finally. And so we called off the protest, and we continue to talk with the New York City schools about the importance of providing equal access to blind students. But we can now celebrate our latest victory in preventing the Amazon company from distributing inaccessible content and systems in our public schools. There is more work to be done, certainly on this contract and others, to make sure that accessibility becomes part of the design of technology and becomes a mainstay in providing educational materials to students across the land. Amazon boasts that it is in 130 school districts across the country. If you are aware that systems are coming into local school districts or plans for new contracts to provide digital textbooks or platforms for digital books are coming, you should be diligent about making sure that accessibility is included and work with our team here at the National Office to push back on those contracts. It's not just Amazon. There are other bad players in this marketplace, but Amazon seems to be the biggest and most aggressive. You can get more information on these issues by visiting our website, going to nfb.org/kindle-books, nfb.org/kindle-books. to get up-to-date information on our work on ebook accessibility with Amazon. We do have a number of other things going on in the Federation this month. The members of the 81st Leadership Seminar are arriving today, and we'll be busy working together over the next couple of days. A number of other things to talk about here on the release happening in the month of September and going forward. Jennifer Dunham of Minnesota says that we are again administering the Onkyo Braille Essay Contest, which for writing an essay, you can be selected to win from $500 to $2,000. This is a essay contest that we operate on behalf of the World Blind Union North American Caribbean region. There is a shorter timeline than some on this contest this year, so we need essays in by September 13th, and hopefully you're getting to hear this release before that date. September 13th is the deadline, and essays should be no less than 800 words, but no more than 1,000 words, and you can write about how Braille has made a difference in your life, how empowering Braille is to independence, and a variety of other topics. All of the details are available on our website, nfb.org. Check it out and get your essay in quickly to be eligible for the 2015 Onkyo Braille Essay Contest. During the National Convention, we had the announcement that a new book on accessibility has been authored by Professor Jonathan Lazar, Dan Goldstein, who is a primary lawyer for us, and Ann Taylor, who has worked as our Director of Access Technology and now works on accessibility at Microsoft. The book by these three well-known authors to members of the Federation is entirely about ensuring digital accessibility and some of the process and practices that are out there and some tips about how companies can do better in this area. You can get a print copy of the book or an accessible EPUB 3 copy of the book by going to store.elsevier, that's ELSEVIER.com, store.elsevier.com. You can find the book there, and if you use the promo code LAZAR40, LAZAR40, NFB members can get a 40% discount on the book, which is entitled Ensuring Digital Accessibility Through Process and Policy. I urge you to check out this book if it is of interest to you. I think it's going to make a real difference in accessibility. Speaking of books, at our 75th anniversary convention, we talked about the book that we have written for our 75th anniversary, and the member who was in charge of putting together the book project as part of our 75th anniversary committee was Scott Labar. Scott Labar is president of the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado. So here to talk about our new book, telling our story, our history, here is Scott Labar.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. In 2013, Dr. Maurer formed the committee that would look at what we needed to do in our 75th anniversary year. And one of the things we discussed at that time was memorializing the history of the Federation until that point. Many of you know that we created in 1990 Walking Alone and Marching Together. And that is an extensive, exhaustive history, an authoritative history of our first 50 years. And that book did a great job of capsulizing the beginning of our movement and how we grew until that point. But in the last 25 years, of course, we've grown tremendously more. And we've done so many exciting things. And we thought it only appropriate that we capture that in a written form. Consequently, we have now created Building the Lives We Want, a 75th anniversary history of the National Federation of the Blind. This has been an exciting and tremendously large project. It was edited by Deborah Kent Stein of Illinois, and she did a tremendous job in putting all of this together. I think she told me at convention we had 28 or 29 different authors involved. So you can imagine that this was like herding cats, getting everybody to get going in the same way and to keep to deadline. So I want to congratulate Deborah Kent Stein for the tremendous job she did editing this volume. Let me describe it a little bit. Well, first of all, let me tell you the reason we are announcing the book on this presidential release is because the book is now live. This is the kind of project we have never done before. This is not a hard copy book yet. It's not in print. It's not in Braille. But it is an e-publication. We have produced this book in EPUB 3, which means that not only can you access and navigate the text in a completely accessible manner, where there are links, you can follow those links and read the article that's being referred to, read the speech that is being quoted. And what's exciting as well is not only can you read the texts of those items, you can get the video or the audio or whatever is attached to that link. So it really makes the book very interactive, very dynamic, and one thing it allows you to do is drill into subjects, really dig deep into that history or whatever you're looking for based on the links that we have provided. I have no idea how many links there are in this book. There are thousands. The book is a little under 300 pages, if you were to print it. But as I say, it literally leads you to thousands, maybe tens of thousands of additional pages of material. And it also leads you to hours and hours of audio and video. Now, in the book itself, we have a number of pictures and illustrations, which help dress up the text as well. There are 14 main chapters in the book, but there are something like 17 other subsegments or sections that tell you about parts of our history. We have a foreword called Quantum Blindness, which we did release at the convention and which is read by Mary Ellen Jernigan. It is an excellent introductory piece to this book. And the epilogue of the book is called Driving Into the Future, New Paths, New Patterns, New Possibilities. And that is indeed written by our very own president, Mr. Rick Abono. I want to tell you that you can now go and look at the book yourself, pull it up, download it. It is at www.nfb.org/buildingthelives. Again, www.nfb.org/buildingthelives. And those three words are all smashed together. And we will be putting this book up onto iBooks and onto Amazon, so it'll be in those catalogs. And we are considering other sources as well. But for right now, the book is available off of our website. You can, for example, download it onto your Victor Stream, download it onto whatever kind of device you have. You can download it onto your iPhone. And as I say, the book is completely and entirely accessible and navigable. You can skip via sections, paragraphs, chapters, etc. It should be a model of how you can publish something in an electronic format and have it be completely accessible. So let me conclude by reading you just the last few lines of President Rick Abono's epilogue. And I think here he really capsulizes very well what we hope for the future. He says, "The future we seek will be all that we imagine it to be and are prepared to make it be. The only limitation we have is the natural limitation on our imagination and our ability to focus individual actions into a collective movement. I have not yet found our limits, and I do not expect to find them during the next 25 years. We are driving into the future, and I eagerly anticipate the milestones we will discover together."
Thank you very much, Scott. I have read the book. I have offered the new book to the leadership seminar. And the book is great. It is being received very well, and it is a fantastic way for us to tell our story on our 75th anniversary and to look forward to the future to come. One of the things we've been doing on the presidential release is talking about membership. And so for this month's Membership Minute, I offer Danielle Trevino.
Hi, everybody. So for Meet the Blind Month, which is in October, we decided to put together an event outline for you if you would like to use it. So we called it the Keep in Touch or KIT event, and it's an open house format, and it's designed for the community to come and meet blind people and to know how we live and work and use technology and things like that. So we have sent that out to state leadership. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to them, or you can reach out to me at dtrevino@nfb.org. And so another reason that we wanted to put the KIT event together is for recruiting new members, because we have the goal of reaching 750 new members by the end of the year. So if you get new members, which we all hope you do, We would like for you to collect the following information and send it to membership@nfb.org. So that's going to be the person's name, their address, their preferred email address, their preferred phone number, their date of birth, and their preferred method of receiving information. And again, you can send that to membership@nfb.org. You can also send me pictures that you would like for us to post on social media, anything that you would like to send at all. And if you need anything in the meantime, I'm always here. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you, Danielle. As we continue to march toward November and our 75th, the end of our 75th anniversary year, moving toward our actual 75th birthday anniversary, which will be November 16, 2015, it really is important that we keep this focus on membership, on bringing people into our organization, growing the family, expanding the circle of influence that we have in our communities. One way that we're doing that at the national level is we're building what we call our connections database. And this is bringing together all of our databases that we have, and we have many of them, from the people who receive the Braille monitor to our white cane list. We're trying to consolidate that into our connections database so that we can more strongly track membership across the country and utilize new tools to keep in contact with blind people and build membership. We have people who sometimes we have contact with and then we lose them, and they need to continue to benefit from what we offer. And we need to continue to reach out to them to invite them to be part of our organization. So I invite everybody and urge everybody to make that a central part of our 2015 National Federation of the Blind Meet the Blind Month events. And I'm looking forward to going to a number of state affiliate conventions this fall to share in the work and to meet more of the Federation family across the country. A few things that are going to be coming up for Meet the Blind Month. We have a new general brochure for the National Federation of the Blind. This is a revamp of what used to be called What is the National Federation of the Blind. That is going to be available in time for Meet the Blind Month, so we have that to look forward to. We've also developed a poster that can be used for fundraising, for promoting who we are, for sharing with our friends. This is a poster of the image from our Guinness World Records event, the image of 2,400 plus blind people and our sighted friends holding up umbrellas to make our tagline, "Live the Life You Want," and our icon. It is a striking visual image that impresses a lot of people. The poster will have our logo and some other information on it. And this is a very nice, high-quality poster that we believe you can use at the local level to do fundraising. You can offer it for a donation amount, or you could simply offer people a poster when they make a donation. It is a nice poster and the type of thing that someone would want to have in their office. It's very impressive. You can use it for membership building. We'll be making the posters available in lots of 100, and you'll be able to use those to promote the work of the Federation and, I think, do a little fundraising and make profit on it. So information about those posters will be coming very soon. Please watch for those. I think you'll want to get your hands on our Guinness World Record poster to promote the National Federation of the Blind. I do have a few notes from around the Federation family this month to share with you. None of it good news. I'm sorry to tell you that early in August, around the 10th of August, Shirley Morris died. Shirley Morris being the wife of Don Morris. Shirley was a longtime participant in the National Federation of the Blind. She was very active in registration at our national conventions for many, many years. She had been fighting cancer for 15 years or so, and she passed away at the beginning of August. So I encourage you to keep Shirley and the Morris family in your thoughts and prayers. In Arkansas, we've had two members pass away in the last month. The first is Matt Lyles, who also was battling cancer for a long time. Matt was a leader in our Arkansas affiliate. He was a staunch promoter of NFB training, and particularly the training available at our Louisiana Center for the Blind. So we're going to miss having Matt's energy and imagination in the Federation. And more recently, at the end of the month, also from Arkansas, we had Darlene Worley, who passed away on the 22nd of August. Darlene was a solid supporter of the Federation, helped to found our Fort Smith chapter there in Arkansas, made some wonderful contributions as a member and as a supporter of her son, Kevin Worley, who's been a leader of ours. I encourage you to keep Darlene and Matt from Arkansas in your thoughts and prayers. And finally, most recently, we learned of the passing of Eliza Brown. Eliza was 82 years old. She has been a longtime member and volunteer for the Federation. She joined because her sister became a member of the Federation, and she jumped right in to help. She has been coming to the national office every Wednesday for something like 20 years, giving her time to support the work of the organization in whatever way that she could. We are going to miss having her energy and spirit here at our national office, and I invite you to keep Eliza Brown in your thoughts and prayers as well. That's the news for the month of September. I look forward to visiting a number of chapters and affiliates this fall and learning about the important grassroots work that's happening to build our organization. I invite you to keep the information coming about what's happening, and stay tuned for some critical actions that are going to be coming up in one or more of the advocacy efforts that we're working on in the National Federation of the Blind. Here are some of the customary endings for our presidential release. Let's go build the Federation.
Here are the Riccobonos with some jokes.
What's the Tin Woodman's favorite month?
What?
September! Why did the football coach go to the bank?
Why?
To get his quarterback.
Why did the chicken cross the playground?
Why?
Because he had to get to the other slide.
Hooray!
Why did chicken ride the motorcycle?
Why?
Because nobody can understand to the chicken.
How do you make a gorilla float? Two scoops of ice cream, a root beer, and a gorilla.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.